recording with David McMath. David, could you tell me a wee bit of your early life, where you were born and how you were brought up?
Oh, I was born in Blaray 88 years ago, past.
Aye.
The 2nd of May, aye.
And you'd attend Blaray school then?
Oh, went to Blaray school. I can't mind my first day at the school. I was standing, we were waiting at the main gate into which the community centre now, and I was standing greeting, not wanting to go in.
Aye. And we was with you?
Aye.
Your mother?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye, I was standing greeting, aye.
Where was your school teacher?
Anyway, I struggled on. I think it was a Miss McNaught, it was her. I was just looking at her photograph the other night.
Fade O'Reilly.
Eh?
She was Fade O'Reilly. Same with notes.
I don't think she was the same kind. I'm not sure about that, Robin, no.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that, no.
Aye. Uh-huh.
She was a Miss McNaught, aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
I struggled going through. Aye.
And did you go on to any other school as Dorai, or did you finish?
Oh no, just here, aye.
You would leave at 15?
Aye. There was one lesson I didn't like, and that was technical drawing. And I remember Sonny Singleton, the headmaster, must have got a grip of this. And when the class started, he'd come out and say, McMath, out to the desk, and he took me out to the garden. And I had 3/4 of an hour in the garden when they were at. And then they went out to do with their technical drawing.
So he knew it was a lost cause.
Eh?
He knew it was a lost cause.
Aye.
Aye.
So, but anyway, I struggled on with other things. I should have left school at 14. But that was the year that the skill leaving age was put up on the 19th of April, 1947. Skill leaving age was put up from 14
uh-huh.
to 15.
Uh-huh.
And I had a job all lined up. Bob Cummins, the late postmaster, wanted me for telegram boy to replace Davy McCulloch, who was going to the DA's National Service. He was a telegram boy.
Aye. Where was the telegrams taken from there, Davy?
Eh?
Where was the office for the telegrams?
In the post office.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't go to the post office.
Aye. Uh-huh.
You had a bicycle.
Aye.
And I can't tell you what the wage was, but I think it would be 30 shillings a week, in line with other things.
Aye.
But if you went a certain distance, you got another tonner.
Uh-huh.
If it was...
Two shillings.
Aye.
Aye.
Because as a wee boy, I used to go away with Jim Dugan. Jim Dugan was the telegram boy here. And I remember twice being at the Fingland with him.
Uh-huh.
Late at night. If it was come in before 6 o'clock, he had to go with.
Aye.
If it had come in before 6 o'clock, he had to take delivery.
Aye.
And it was mainly... The telegrams to the Fingland was mainly entries for the collie dog hunt.
That's right, for the
But he was a secretary.
He was, aye.
He was, all Fingland was aye. A secretary.
My grandfather would be trialled.
That's what the telegrams were.
Aye.
There were no problems
with
them.
He would be involved with that for a long time then,
aye,
because...
Aye. And I used to go in with Jim Dugan.
Aye.
And...
Of course, at them days, there'd be a lot of men come back for the war, decommissioned, looking for jobs too, was there?
Oh, well, that was, aye. Oh, aye, well, that was...
When you were 14?
When I went with Jim Dugan, he wasn't called up then, that was 1942.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't 19 until 1942, and then he was called up.
Uh-huh.
And it was that fella, Davy McCulloch, had followed him.
Aye.
He followed him.
So. And where? What job did.
As I said, I was all lined up to start as telegram boy.
Aye.
And for 9 days. My birthday was on the 2nd of May. I'd been 14, and for 9 days they wouldn't let me leave.
Aye. How things could have changed.
Aye, things would have changed, would have changed my life.
Aye. So when you did leave, David, what did you do then?
Well, I got a job in Bonnethlehem Parish.
Uh-huh.
Through the late John Dixon.
John Dixon.
The painter.
Right, uh-huh.
He says, David, he says, I've got a job for you. He says, they're looking for a boy gardener at Hazelrigg.
Up the Corsett Road?
Aye.
Where did he stay? Where did Mr. Dixon stay?
Well, he was the local painter here.
He stayed in...
Aye, and he was their chief painter at Hazelrigg, John Dixon.
Aye.
He got on well with all Brigadier General.
Was that Shepley, was it?
No, Villiers Stewart.
Villiers Stewart.
Villiers Stewart.
Uh-huh.
Was his right-hand man.
Is that right?
And he got me the job at Hazelrigg.
Aye.
I left on the Monday.
That right. And was that Trehwane as well?
Eh?
Did Trehwane, was it included in that?
No, just Hazelrigg.
Just Hazelrigg.
Just Hazelrigg.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Aye.
And how long did he
work? I didn't rain long because I didn't take to it. First thing in the morning, I had to, till 10 o'clock, I had to polish the brasses.
Aye.
Because Mrs. Villiers Stewart had a nephew, and he was bedridden.
Oh.
He was bedridden, and I had his breakfast I took up every morning, up to his bedroom.
Aye.
That was the first job every morning.
Aye.
And clean the brasses. And after 10 o'clock, down to the garden.
Aye.
Nobody bothered us at the garden, I just had to get on with it.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I only stuck it 5 months. And this is no for me. And I got a job at the Benin. With the Forestry Commission.
Aye. Uh-huh.
With Charlotte Parley.
Uh-huh. Was the Benin planted at that time?
It was well in the go then. They were planting Cairn Edward when I went.
Uh-huh.
Cairn Edward was, and the next unit that followed was Knocknarlin.
Uh-huh. And where was the herd for up there before that was planted? Davey, where herd did all that? Do we ken?
But I couldn't tell you, Robin.
No, I couldn't tell you that. So what did you do in the forest, Davy? Were you planting yourself?
Oh, planting, aye.
Aye.
It was a honour.
Oh, piecework?
It was a lot of, during the planting season.
Aye.
The planting season started with February.
Aye, uh-huh.
To May.
Aye.
That was the planting season.
Uh-huh. There'd be a lot of men.
20 shillings a honour.
Aye. There'd be a lot of men working for the Forestry Commission in them days.
There'd be the villages, New Galloway, Balmaclellan and Dalry. I had men working there.
Aye.
Plus there's a 12-lorry load every day of the displaced persons comes in. They come in for...
What was that,
they come for, well, he can these...
Were the homeless men?
Eh?
Homeless men.
Oh, displaced persons, they called them displaced persons. Like Sir Nikolai Senko and Doker and all they boys, you can't...
Men that came out for the war?
Came out for the war.
They were called displaced persons.
Young men were fighting for the Germans, young men were fighting for the Russians.
Aye.
That's how it went.
Right, aye. Because there would be some worked at the Hardlin. Polish men.
Oh, they would, they're the same kind.
For the war. They were called displaced persons.
Aye. There was in at the boat too.
Was there?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
I remember him, aye.
Where did they stay?
I think they stayed at the boat.
Uh-huh.
He would have a bothy.
Aye.
Aye. Uh-huh. He'd have a bothy for him.
And the other ones, were they billeted in houses around the area?
Oh, the other ones that come to the Benin, and they were in camps.
Oh, I see.
They
uh-huh.
were in camps at the Hachar and Newton Stewart.
Right. So would some of them go home eventually, or and some of them stayed?
I don't think, no.
No, no. Right.
Maybe the older ones, I think, probably did go home.
Aye. So what? How long did you stay there?
They were good workers.
Were they good workers, David? Aye.
I got a job after I was a year at the Den, and Charlie Parley says, I've got a new job for you. David, he says, you look after a squad of these fellas is up the railway line for Moss Delta. Looks scary. And I was looking after them. Cleaning the fire truck.
There
would be 25 of them.
Aye.
And that was my job, just to just to look after them.
Aye.
It's 6 weeks of it.
it's a fair shift. And how long did you stay in the forestry, David?
Well, I was in the forestry till 1951. July 51. I had to go on and do my national service. 2 year.2 year national service. First time ever I'd been, well, I'd been away from home, but if I'd, I never had to went to the army, I'd never have been over the border, I don't think.
No. And did you get posted overseas?
I went to, after 10 weeks. After 10 weeks at RIL, he was posted to the Middle East, to the Canal Zone. I remember that we were with him for a weekend's holiday before we were going on embarkation, and we were to be back and for the boat. And we took back to Woolwich, that was the headquarters for the gunners, the Royal Artillery. And we got onto the boat this day, and we were on about 4 o'clock, and she was due that night for Liverpool, Empress of Australia. When we woke in the morning, we were still in Liverpool. We didn't again. We were still in Liverpool. When he was manoeuvring the route of the dock, he must have docked the room too quick and damaged the propeller. So we had to get off.
Another day.
And we went to Seton Camp at Chester for a couple of days, and then we were sent to back to Woolwich. And it took 10 weeks to sort that. They never sent us on either way. They kept us here. It was 10 weeks before she was prepared. But we had a grand time in London.
So what did you do when you came out of the National Service, David?
Well, I went back to the forestry.
Uh-huh.
And I was there at the Benin. I was there for the July commute. To the following April. And I had a dispute with Charlie Parley, because we went on to what they called hard planting. Hard planting was planting among the brackens with larch and mainly larch plants. And the rate for planting them was 4 shillings a hundred, up for 2 shillings a hundred for ordinary planting. And I said, there's no way could we plant even 1,000 larch and hard grun. I says, it's impossible. I tell them that. I says, no, I can work as hard as anybody. Well, I says, that's the rate. It's to be 4 shillings a hundred. Up with. So I left and I went to Dundjuke Forestry.
They were separate entities at that time.
Aye, they gave us a transfer up to Dundjuke. And it was just similar work, planting and I just landed up there as the planting was ending that season. That would be April 55. I went up to Dinjuke.
Aye.
And only waited to the November, and I got a job in the Rods folk, with the Rods.
Aye.
And that was me.
That was you ever since. Aye.
Aye.
And that was road maintenance and road maintenance and everything to do with the roads, anyway.
You got a variety.
Aye.
I was there 18 months and there were a lot of drivers' job come up, and I got it. I got the lot of drivers' job. Along with, there was Ida McFadden and Sonny Watrett, they were the other two lot of drivers. And I was the third one.
Aye. What can you do? Tipper lorries, do you? Tipper lorries?
Tipper, aye. What 5 ton, they were just 5 ton Bedfords in 80s.
Aye. Is that Sonny Watrett for the Hidden Road at Balmaclellan?
Mid Park. Mid Park. So.
And you worked your way up through till you became, was it the foreman, Davy, or what? You got promotion eventually up.
Oh, well, I was 15 years in the lorry.
Aye.
And the end day we were working at Carbin. And I just left the job, out hauling for Tumlin. To Carbin, it was quite a haul, like hauling bottoming. And I was just about a mile away from the job when I seen this white car coming towards me. And here was the road surveyor. And he flagged me down. He must have recognised the lorry. I had a Thames trader by this time. And he says, Healy Hardy says that Tyler's retiring in August. Tyler Clement, Rhodes foreman. I says, I believe he finishes in August. Well, he says, you're the man I want to take charge at Dumfries, at Bull Roy.
Aye.
He says, you're the man I want. And that's how I become the road foreman.
Aye.
He says, you got a week to decide, he says. And he says, I'll see you in a week.
Aye.
But he says, if you take the job, he says, you'll be 10 shillings a week less is what they're getting now. And the wage was going up to £19.12 and 6 pence, was to be the wage.
A week?
Aye.
Aye.
And he says, if you take the job, you'll be 10 shillings a week less is the rate. Aye. Oh well, I said, I'll let you can in a week. So then when the week was up, he seen me. He says, have you decided on the job? I says, aye. Well, he says, that 10 shillings a week he spoke about, I says, no. I says, if the other men, I says, are worth the full rate, I says, so am I. I says, that's the only condition I'm talking to.
Did he relent?
Eh?
Did he relent?
Aye. Oh, aye.
Aye, he was hefty. Aye. Aye. How many men was there working up here in them days, do we?
At Bull Roy there was, at Bull Roy there was 16 men.
From Bull Roy alone?
Aye.
How many for Balmaclellan would you have?
Well, there was Stanley, Owen Merton, Eddie Merton.
Joe McCulloch, when did
Owen,
Joe?
Owen, Eddie and Will and Joe McCulloch.
That was it.
And Stanley.
Aye.
Stanley.
That was the Balmaclellan
man. Joe didn't come on till later then. Joe.
I see.
Joe came on later when the coal business. Stopped.
Aye.
Castle Douglas, aye.
In them days, had you men for each kind of parish for sorting the roads, draining them?
No, really, no, there were none of they kind in the Glen Cairns, Robin. The Lengthmen.
I can mind the Joe McCulloch doing it along.
Aye, well.
Poor, but
that was my idea, just to get Joe a job on his own.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't official.
I can mind him as a boy when I worked to the skill, asking to give me some money, and I had to get 10 caps done, I think it was, or something at the shop, and give him it on the way back.
He was very conscientious, Joe.
He did seem very proper.
I've seen me going out to lift him, and I'd maybe be late and lift him. But Joe had a funny wee job on his end today, tidying up around the village, getting litter.
He took pride in his... And you'd in mind the kind of bad weather and that winters that we had, Davy, for clearing the roads.
I've seen some bad bits. There's the hall brew was a kettle bit to clean.
It was.
Before I went on to the Larry, it was where we saw any water it. And we were out gritting, and nae days he gritted out of the back of the Larry, two men.
A driver and he just two men shoveling.
And Sonny was getting a job getting up the brae.
In Balmaclellan, aye.
And we decided we'd time a boot, we'd throw the shawl out over the rick out over the cob. To give him a grip.
And what was the cairn like then for flooding? Had he much bothering roads with flooding?
I remember a hell of a flood at Balmaclellan. Eighty burn.
Coming down through New Galloway.
The shop was flooded in the house next door.
Was it?
Where the car park is now.
It
would be flooded.
A load of water,
That's a load of water,
And the cairn used to get badly.
And then a bit of the eighty burn, it was piped after that. Up the front of the houses.
To stop that bursting out. And you had to renew only roads that was needing done. You did the road repairs yourself.
It was all done with the direct labour, ourselves, right through. It wasn't until well into the 80s that they started getting work to contractors. And they didn't give either work to contractors.
No.
We did a lot of the likes of that. Job at boat now, we did that ourselves.
Quite capable.
There wasn't many jobs done with the...
No.
Done with the contractors nowadays. Cubbocks. The cubbocks was a big job.
Did you do that?
I was on the lorry then. That was 1963. And I'll tell you now, that was the year that there was 40 days and 40 nights of frost. And by... Heavens, it was... It was hard. The frost was 4 foot into the ground.
Was that when you were down the road? Because that was a very twisty bit then. It was an awfully twisty road then.
That's the bit, That's the bit, Robin,
There'd be a fellow killed there on a motorbike at the end of them. He'd come off it and ended up in the end of the ponds and was drunk, fella.
But the frost was 4 foot into the...
That was hard.
It was a big caterpillar. A truck excavator there at the time. And he was digging on... And now we're just in front of Mavis Grove. On the other side of Mavis Grove. He was actually just a bit beat to dig it. With the frost. When the thaw come. Of course, all the stuff was used in the job, but the dying went in for fill.
And then, of course,
it was a big improvement to Cubbock's job.
And then your involvement with Pulwhanity and that, Davy. What was that like, working in the farm and helping out and your wife?
I was just there to do Nicky. The work at night.
Aye.
Keep it kind of tidy.
But you'll mind trying to make hay and that and making, trying to make high at Bulwanity, and
it was hard in with the horn.
And cut. How did he get cut them days, Davey?
Well, to start with, they would maw it. Nicky's father would maw it. Nicky's father would maw on Jimmy. What did he call him? Gied him a horn. He was in Dulshongan.
Oh, across the road.
Nanny Thornburn's brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know why I should forget his name, Robin.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course...
And Nicky's father was just for the... What was he called, Davey?
Eh?
What Nicky's father, what was he called, just for the recording?
Oh, Will Jordan. As things went, time went on, Tommy Gordon had a tractor and reaper and he cut it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen cutting it.
Uh-huh.
He cut it, and then after that we've got a wee Grey Ferguson who were in.
Uh-huh.
And managed the job wet.
Aye.
And we had an international reaper on.
Aye.
And he
cut the peat in them days, did he?
Oh, heavens, aye, that was...
Oh, in Bulwanity. When, time of year did he do that now?
Well, just at the end of lambing time.
You leave out for a while.
The machine was starting it just before the lambing was finished. If it was, everything was gone, we'll get away up there at 6 o'clock at night. Some nickets would be joined with Doit and Lillian. They would come over for Trusting. They were a big help. But it was just Nicky and her mother and David, he was a good hanger.
And how long did he leave the peat out for the...
Well, depending on the weather. Depending on the weather, Robin, if you got terrible good summer, you could hit them in a month. In fact, I remember one good year we had them in for Cusfern Show. We had them in the Friday night for Cusfern Show.
And what kind of beasts did he keep then, Davey? What kind of breeds was there up there?
Oh, they were just cross Angus. Angus.
Was there a milk cow at that time?
Nicky's mother milked the cow.
Shorthorn or an Angus day?
She was just an Angus. Angus for goose milk.
There any pigs?
Aye.
Did he keep any pigs at Bulwanity in them days?
They had pigs,
A Sioux or just buy in?
They didn't keep them for very long after I was there. No, after her father died in 59. When he died,
that was it.
Many pigs after.
Did they butcher them themselves? Did they butcher them themselves?
Will was the pig killer.
Father.
Well, he did them originally, but.
Your brother-in-law. How did he kill them, Davey? With an axe. How did he kill them?
He just put them in the head. Put them in the forehead.
And got them doing.
Put them in the forehead.
And then that was it.
Will was a grand butcher.
Was he,
He was.
Did he plot them in awe? Did he plot them to?
He was a grand butcher, was Will.
And did he cure the harm in awe?
The harm just hung in the ceiling.
How long would it be up there for before it was all used?
It started its life in the Pantry Flare. Getting sighted. In the Pantry Flare, it was a concrete flare. It started its life there. And then after about 5 or 6 weeks, it was broke out and hung up in the cliques of the ceiling.
So it was a dry cure, was it? It was a dry cure. It wasn't a wet cure.
Oh, no.
A drying.
It was. Him killed. out it was.
Aye. And where did they get the boar? Did they have a sow, or just did they buy odd pigs and fatten them?
No, I don't know how that come about to Robin. I can't answer you that, yet.
Aye. And wool in them days, was he at Pohwanity, or was he away working?
Wool went to Mirbrach when he was 14.
Aye.
To work with Nicky Smith.
Aye.
Nicky Smith was a married herd.
Aye.
And Wool started well.
Aye. And do we ken ought to be Back Garry, where my grandfather was, Davy? Do you ken ought to be that?
Well,
he'd be there in the late 20s, early 30s.
The only thing I ken about it is that, it was the back hill of the bush we were at the end night. No, I can't ever remember being at the back garry. We went to the back hill of the bush the night.
To visit.
Your father started his married life there.
Aye. And where was the road up into Back Garry then? Was there a road up below Clatternshaws and the Dee, or did they come out of the hill at Corsland?
You could come in for Craig and Bay, were you?
A bit of track. There'd be a pony. There'd be a pony originally.
Oh, it would be, aye.
Did you ever have a horse at Pohwanity, you mean, a day?
No.
No horse work then, just a hand.
When I was there and I started the pitch, they borrowed a horse for Carmanock.
Aye. Was that a Highland pony or a Clydesdale?
No, it was a Clydesdale.
Aye.
It was a Clydesdale, aye.
For hauling in.
And then, of course, with a wee Fergie tractor.
Aye.
We pulled the pitch out with it.
Aye.
Sledged them out.
We'd
two sledges going in, loading and in, and away emptying.
A hard life.
No work, Robin.
No.
And
he'd use then, too.
Doing the work,
In your own work. And he'd be lambing, too, of course, helping it.
I think he did all the lambing. She did the lambing.
Were they a black face or achievements at that time?
No, they were black as we cross lambs. Cross lambs. Maybe at the finish up, maybe I had an old black face just to run up. Or any misses. There wasn't any money.
And everything would be sold at Cass Douglas, Wallets, Marks.
Eh?
Everything sold at Wallets.
Everything was sold there.
We hauled things down in the early days. How did you get things hauled down to the town, Davy, early on?
How did they get hauled? Oh, it was floating the days. Wally Merton.
In New Galloway.
Wally did.
Aye.
As he was doing for everybody then, you can.
Aye.
But nowadays it's folk can run them in with their.
That's right.
No, there ain't much local haulage now.
No. And you like to enjoy the West Drive, you'd be at Bamaclan Village Hall a few occasions. Can you mind some of them next?
We often at Bamaclan at West Drive. Ken Dunn. Lorison was a great bit to go on for the West Drive. The baskets.
Good feed.
Oh, heavens, Your father used to come here and pick up Nicky, and they went away to Lorison or Mosdale.
My grandfather. Robbie.
You could aye get the West Drive started when you seen Robbie coming in.
Oh, was he late?
He was aye the last.
And was the Rochdale song in the Village Hall at that time in Bamaclan? Did we went there, or was just the West Drives?
No, just the West Drives.
Did you ever go into Smiddy for anything?
Heavens.
That in Joe and Archie's day then.
Seen us there getting the snap loose fitted.
They used to do that.
Used to plate the snap.
Aye. Aki would look for the work and Joe would do it.
Eh?
Aki would look for the work and Joe would do it.
Oh yes.
It was Joe that had a good working kind of.
They did all the repairs then, needies.
Aye.
Until.
Because they did a lot of forestry work as well.
Oh, forestry, aye, and it was a busy bit then,
Aye, that's right.
You just didn't go in there and hope to get the job done, need this.
Aye.
More or less stand in a queue.
That's right. And did Aki like the drink early on, in the early days?
Aye.
Did Aki like a drink in the early days as well?
Did you like
a drink?
Oh, heavens, aye.
He was always like, aye.
Oh, aye.
He did a lot of his business in the pub.
Oh, he could be good throwing it for a load of folk to.
It was a big business in them days, a lot of work.
Then when the bailers come on the scene, they pick up bailers, by God, they were busy then. They were agents for the bailers.
Aye,
a main agency for them.
Oh well, so that's us up to date tonight, Davy, is it? Does it? So if there's nothing else you'd like to add, Davy, we'll end the interview.
Aye.
And thank you very much for your time.